Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I trailed most of that game, came back late, and that was a big blast. Spencer Torkelson, and if you look at the RBIs last night, and this is why this team has been fun, and why, hey, win or lose, I've been watching, and they've been fun because of who is doing this. And last night, I'm bringing up the box score right now, the RBIs, Parker Meadows had one, Colt Keith had one, Chase Young had one, Torque had three. Those are all young pieces. And look, I just feel like say this and duck for cover, but why not them? 6.5 is a lot of games to make up with just over a month to go. But based on opposing teams' winning percentages, only two teams in Major League Baseball have easier schedules than the Tigers. Only two. Yeah, they just feasted on a bad team. They'll play more bad teams than anybody else the rest. Well, not anybody else. Anybody but two teams the rest of the way. And those two teams are the Angels and Texas. Texas has the easiest schedule the rest of the way. And so this Tiger team, I mean, and the Angels and Texas are in way worse shape than Detroit. Can they capitalize on this? I can't imagine them keeping up this pace. It's hard for established good teams to win 11 of 14. Can't imagine it. But hell, man, they shave another game or two off this lead, and it'll be hard to keep people from going wild with speculation and excitement, honestly.
I mean, Doug, you asked, you know, you basically dare to dream. It's the question is, because is this sustainable? And it doesn't seem like it's sustainable. Like, good teams have a hard time doing this, like you mentioned.
Yep.
But what's more unsustainable, or what's more sustainable, I'm sorry, the pitching or the young guys coming through at the plate?
Dude, I don't know. The pitching thing, I don't know how the hell they're piecing this thing together.
Yes. It's not just one or the other. Right now, both are clicking somehow, some way. I mean, the young guys you were hoping to, okay? But the pitching thing is like, I don't know if A.J. Hinch has an idea what's going on to a day-to-day basis. Like, I'm sure he does, but I feel like it's one of those charts where he's got strings everywhere and he's trying to figure out, right, who's going to pitch this many innings and who I got to call in the sixth, mm-hmm. the seventh, and who am I calling up tomorrow?
And at some point, he's literally going to have to ask a position player to give him an inning in a close game. Man, 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. Mitch is in Ann Arbor. You're on 97.1. Hi, Mitch.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you.
I mean, as far as the Tigers, I mean, I think they look like they're playing with some pretty good energy. I'm definitely interested. I watched them when they weren't so good this year. I've still been watching them when they're good. I got the Bally app when Xfinity had the whole issue.
Definitely
a little bit of ambivalence. I mean, I wish, you know, they would have done a little bit more in the offseason because I really want to see some playoff baseball in Detroit. However, I mean, it is nice to see, you know, these young guys having, you know, playing with some good energy, you know, being productive, you know, helping, you know, getting some wins, helping the team get some wins. So, I mean, I'd be curious to see if they can keep this up. I know they're at a, you know, like you guys talked about, a pretty good pace. I think this next series will be pretty interesting because I feel like they usually have a hard time with the Angels, whether it's home or away.
The Tigers are playing the Angels. The Angels are 54 and 77.
I meant to say Angels. I don't know if I said A's or Angels.
No, you said Angels. They're 54 and 77. They have a .412 winning percentage. They're in town for three games. The team that the Tigers would be in theory chasing for the final wild card spot are the Minnesota Twins. The Twins have a three-game series against Atlanta, who's 71-60, .542 winning percentage, and they themselves are battling for the playoff spot. So, I mean, if Atlanta takes care of the Twins and the Tigers stay hot against the Angels, which certainly is not asking for ridiculous miracle stuff, Could the Tigers get that 6.5 down to 4.5? Could they get it down to, you know, could they gain a game in this midweek series?
Oh, sure. I mean, things could get interesting if, you know, obviously, you know, you do a little bit of scoreboard watch and certain teams lose. Tigers keep up a good pace against, you know, some of the not so great teams. You know, I think it could be a fun watch. But I just one question for you. I don't know if it's me, but I feel like Torque looks a lot better, like his plate discipline and, you know, the pitches he's choosing to swing at. I feel like he looks pretty good.
They talked a lot about him shortening his swing. I mean, I'm no swing expert, but if he's whatever he's got here, if he's figured something out, it's going to be, you know, the big picture with Spencer Torkelson. I'm not sure if they can trust him going into this offseason and say that we can count on him moving forward. If he keeps us up for the last, you know, and stays up in the last month and a half of the season, obviously he's going to stay up. But if the last month and a half of the season that he's up, he continues to rake, they'll probably have to go into next year and hope that they can count on him being part of the solution moving forward and put resources into other positions. Because I got to tell you, this is just a hunch, okay? It's not insider information. It's not super secret stuff that people whispered in my ear. It's just simply a hunch. I think Javi Baez has played his last game as a Tiger. It's just a hunch. I mean, the way he's playing, now the injury, the surgery, especially if they keep this up. I'm sure they're dying for one of these young shortstops to take his spot. And it sucks because they owe him $75 million after this year, which is a lot of money to eat. But I'm just telling you, I got that hunch.
Yeah, that's not a crazy hunch at all. People would wanted him to play his last game as a Tiger without the injury, you know? Yep. And this can't help his cause. This goes back to the end of the year. I mean, they just have to move on, right? It's just the right thing to do, I think, for all parties. And yes, you're going to have to eat a lot of money. That is part of sports. That's, you know, good thing is in baseball, you don't have a cap. You know, you might have a personal cap, but there's no actual league cap. You can spend your money elsewhere if you choose to do so. And the fans want them to do so. We'll see. Yeah, the Javi Baez thing, I don't think there's anyone out there you're going to find that says, hey, give him another shot.
No, I mean, the fans aren't. I mean, yeah. The team might be in a position where they're like, with $75 million still owed, they might say, we got to squeeze everything we can out of this. But I just feel like this is it. 248-539-9797. Mike, you're next on 97.1. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, guys? Great show.
Thank you.
Love talking Tigers. You know, it's great that we're thinking about playoffs, but I think it's more crucial that the Tigers play above 500 more than anything. At the end of the year, be above 500. Mm-hmm. And that'll be enough for those young guys, because they're all here now. All the guys we've been talking about and listening about for the last 3 years, they're here. So this is the time. It's going to start. So a good start would be to start at 500 and don't worry about the playoffs, but get over 500 so they come in the next year thinking they got something going. What do you think?
Yeah, sure. And pressure on the front office and owner and ownership to, hey, we're done with the blocking the young players thing. We need to add some gas. We need to give this young core a better chance to go out and compete, because they're competing right now. They're competing right now, and it has nothing to look. It was happened well before the White Sox series even started. We all saw the math: 4 games with the White Sox, Tigers 4 games under 500. Can they go win 4 out of 4 against Chicago? And they did. They did.
Well, you know, Trey Sweeney looks like he's a pretty good player.
He might be. He might be. And look, the Lirzano guy they got from the Dodgers in the same trade has been just smoking the baseball. So,
I'm not familiar with him.
Single A.
The Tigers have Casey Mize, Jackson Jobe, and Max Clark sitting there waiting. I'm feeling pretty good about this team right now.
Yeah. It's nice to see the organization is in is an injection of life, man. How would you characterize your state of mind right now as it pertains to the Detroit Tigers. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback next. 97.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.